Hello, welcome, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is, to another episode of the Viva Life Show with me, Tori Ree. Oh, the person I have on the other end of the line right now, he is what I would like to classify as the epitome of the word dude. If you looked it up in the dictionary, this guy's face would be beaming back at you. I first met you probably actually about a year ago. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't.
Yep.
No, it was a little bit before that. I lie, because you told me off. I remember. But so I met this guy about a year and a half ago. And I remember when I first saw him, I was like, wow, there's a man with huge muscles and they're bigger than mine. But it's okay because he's vegan. So I have to accept that. Just a caveat, my muscles aren't really that great. It's just in my head. I like to think that they were. And then I realized this guy also had possibly better hair than me. And that was slightly more hard to accept. So meeting this guy really helped me with my own self-development. But guys, we have Brian Turner.
Hey.
I feel like a round of applause needs to happen now.
I know, but there's no one here right now.
Right now, but they are in another dimension.
Yeah, in the digital realm.
Ooh, exciting. So we've got Brian on the line, not just because he is a Viva Life ambassador, not just because he is a YouTube star, not just because he is a vegan, but because we needed to share him. We needed to share your voice. You've got a very powerful voice, not just in regards to the tone of it. And I think that the way that you put across certain messages and studies, et cetera, is in really, is malleable the right word?
It's not the word that you're looking for, but it is
it's a real word. Yeah, I don't think so. I'm going to simplify my words right now and say bite-sized and simplified.
Mm.
You were able to contextualize stuff. So it's probably best to start at the very beginning. It's a very good place to start. And how did you even get to this point? Like, clearly you're vegan. Where did this start from? Because there's not that many vegan bodybuilders.
Yeah, there's not. let's start from the beginning. Let's go from the beginning. First off, thanks for the hair compliments. My hair is definitely better than your hair, no doubt. I'm definitely a dude. I'm like from San Diego right now. I'm in Venice. And as you can tell from my accent, I'm definitely a dude.
You're a dude.
Yeah, dude. What's up, dude?
No, what's that? Dude, where's my car?
Yeah, dude, where's my car? Yeah, that's from my part of the world.
Inspired by Brian Turner.
No, you have fantastic hair. I'm just poking you in the ribs. Okay, so I originally was like, yeah, I've always lifted, so it's been 11 years of bodybuilding now. When I first went vegan, I was 7 years into it, and I just came from, like, the total bro science part of bodybuilding, which is, like, you know, bodybuilding.com, where it was, like, a gallon of milk a day. You know, you have to get, like, 2 grams of protein per pound of body weight, like, all that kind of stuff.
Just steak for breakfast.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Like, tilapia whenever you're dieting, and steak whenever you're bulking, that kind of whole thing, right? So I had really bad acne. It was like really cystic, whatever you think is like severe, like double that or triple that. Like I had really, really bad acne and it was from dairy, but I just didn't know that yet. So I hopped on everything. I tried everything. And then eventually after none of that worked, they eventually got me on Accutane, which is like one of the most severe acne drugs that you can take. It's actually like originally was used for chemotherapy, which is terrible.
Damn.
I know. So that didn't work until about 50 weeks in. And then around that time, my doctor was like, this is weird. It's not working. It usually works for everybody. Have you tried maybe taking out whey protein bars, just like any sort of whey supplementation? It's worked for some of our other clients.
They've really finally given you this simple piece of advice or a tiny little thing you could tweak your diet nearly a year in of you taking such a strong drug.
You know what bothers me with dermatologists and the whole like American system when it comes to acne is that they're not allowed to give you dietary advice at all. It's out of their like scope of like legality. So when he did that, he wasn't saying I for sure could do that or like I should do that. He was just saying we have seen that some of our, you know, teenage kids who are like fitness people, when they take out whey, then their skin gets better. So he's just suggesting it.
Would have been nice a little bit earlier on.
Oh my gosh, I wish I didn't take Accutane at all. Anyway, so I took that out. And then I just thought like, okay, well, whey protein is dairy. So like, obviously, like, why not just take dairy out all the way? So when I fully, you know, went away from all dairy, then the Accutane started to kick in, and then my face cleared up. Then I got off Accutane, and I was like, all right, well, my face is clear. I'm like, you know, back to a normal type of skin. Maybe I can have some of that stuff. Because back then, you know, people were sending me like protein bars and protein supplements and stuff. So I was like, all right, well, I have like a, you know, a protein bar here or there. And every time I'd eat one, I'd immediately get a cyst. Like it was within 24 to 48 hours, I'd feel like the bump start. And then it'd be there for like 2 to 6 weeks. Like literally would just be on my face. And they're like giant marbles. Like if you had marbles under your skin, that's how big my cysts were. Yeah. So I was like, well, earlier taking dairy out of my diet like helped and cleared me up, so maybe I should do that all the way. And then I also had, you know, seen some vegan stuff on the internet, and you know, it was kind of like happening on YouTube. So I was like, all right, I can like look at these videos and kind of figure out what to do. And then I did, at the time I had already been YouTubing for about 5 years, so I already had like an established audience that was like into bodybuilding and meat and dairy and all that kind of stuff. So I also was like really, I know I was like sponsored by a protein company that was all whey protein and stuff. And so I, in my head, I was like, dang, I really want to do this plant-based thing because I want my acne to clear up, but I also have to like decide whether or not that's going to like completely screw up everything that I've been working on. You know, I'm going to lose my sponsorship. People are not going to want to watch anymore. But I just said, like, you know, screw it. Like, you got to do what's best for me. Can never do things for other people. It's, like, a huge thing for everybody. Everybody should follow that. But I did. I went vegan. Did a couple, like, little, like, little tests of it for a couple days. And then, you know, eventually I just went full on. And then I did. I lost my sponsorship.
So did you go cold turkey? Like, you literally were just like, ah, heck, let's go.
No, I tried. So I did, like, I would do, like, one day just to see if I could do a whole day. And I'd like, you know, I'd film it and be like trying out a vegan diet for a day. And then when I actually went vegan, like in my mind, I would still kind of stumble a little bit. So like the last things to go were sushi and something from where I'm from. It's called carne asada fries. It's just like a heavy Mexican dish because I'm like right by the border. Those are the two last things to go. And then eventually I was like, okay, let's get rid of these. Let's go full on. And so that was probably like maybe a month into like kind of dabbling, like mostly going vegan. Then I was able to just cut it all the way out and go 100%. But yeah,
I'm just butting in. When you were like watching those videos, was it more from like an animal welfare point of view, or more was it like health, environment? Like, I always find that interesting because I feel everybody's priorities when they first go into it. Like, we get to a point where we embrace everything, we become so involved in all of it.
So for me, I know everyone likes to kind of, I feel like everyone wants to say the right thing, right? And they would say ethics, right? Because that is the best.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't for me, so it's fine.
Right. Yeah, I just did it because of acne, 100%. Mm. Can't lie.
Was that the same for me?
For me, yeah. Yeah, I just figured if milk is doing it, it's probably because of the milk itself, but it's probably also because of the way it's, like, made. So it probably has a lot of antibiotics and a lot of, like, steroids that they're putting into the animals. So I figured probably the meat is also rancid with the same stuff.
And then I guess that's the same with fish.
Yeah, it's all just, like, mass-produced. So I don't know. I didn't have, like, a science backing. I just made, like,
It's definitely different in the States as well.
Yeah, yeah, it's mass-produced. But yeah, anyways, I went for acne, and then after that, you know, I watched documentaries and got more into it. And now, like, 100% now, it's all ethics. Like, I would never not be vegan. You're not going to find me making an ex-vegan video and doing that whole, you know, I ate a fish and my boner came back video. That's not
me. Exactly.
No. No,
that's unfortunate.
I know. No. Yeah. Anyways, I don't know. I'll round up my story quickly. I lost my sponsorship. My views went from where they were to about 40% as many as they were. And I had already been like doing YouTube as a career and stuff. So basically I had to take a huge hit. But again, you just got to do what's right for you. It was the right thing for me. From there, I just progressed and then like found my footing in terms of like ethics, health, you know, all the different reasons, ecological, everything that like veganism and plant-based dieting does. And then from there, you know, now we've done it for, I think this is almost four and a half years, but definitely 4 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I say, because then I feel like that's another thing. Then the Instagram, the YouTube started blowing up again because you stuck by your guns and like kind of gone with what aligned with you. And then in turn, you were kind of rewarded for that because people were then like, oh my gosh, like this guy has gone from this to this, he's stuck by it, and now we can see the results. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, his skin's better, yeah, he's making some sense.
Yeah, people love authenticity. Like, they don't know what it is, but it's like subconsciously you pick it up, just like body language. You could tell if someone's being authentic, and you can also tell if someone like truly is being positive and wants the best for whoever they're talking to, or if they're just saying that. And I, yeah, again, you just, you got to do whatever is right for you and not do things for other people, because people can feel it when you're just doing the right thing for other people to try and impress other people. They can feel that that's not genuine.
100%. Yeah. 100%. And how do you feel like, because I know for me, I mean, bodybuilding's kind of taken a bit more of a backseat. I still obviously do compete, but I'm not quite as passionate about it as I was in the past. But I know personally, it was a big transition in regards to diet, and I did lose a bit of muscle at first. And I don't think that was anything down to actually being on a vegan diet. That was more just my lack of knowledge when I first kind of went into that realm. How have you found like your training, your gains, exactly? Like all that kind of stuff since you made the switch?
I think maybe when I first went, I didn't quite have the food knowledge that I have now. And I was kind of like, when I was eating like meat stuff, I was really eating like the same six meals over and over and relying on mass gainers and protein bars and stuff like that. I don't know. I think, you know, at that point I was already pretty like, I understood my body, you know, again, 7 years into bodybuilding. So I think you have to eat slight bit more when you're plant-based, because there's a little bit more fiber in the food that you're eating. So you get full faster, which is great if you're trying to lose weight. But, you know, if you're trying to gain weight, then you got to like be aware of whether or not your scale is going up or not. So, yeah, I just found that I had to eat a little bit more food. And then I think like the big difference that I see with vegan dieting, or just, you know, eating vegan, is I feel like I stay lean way, way easier. So even as I'm like going up in weight, like right now I'm at 207, the highest I've ever been. The highest I've ever been is at 217. But when I was at 217, it was when I wasn't vegan. And my face was just like filled with water. Like it's something I call a moon face, where your chin just almost disappears. You know, like your body looks like a cloud.
like you could be popped with a needle.
Yeah, no, for real. Yeah, you just like look bloated. You look like the Michelin man. You're like, it's not a great look. but now like I'm able to put that weight on, like, again, I said at 207 right now, and I'm like, I look, in my opinion, pretty lean at 207. So by the time I get to 215, which is the end of this bulk before I start cutting for my next competition,
ooh, I feel like, he's making a comeback.
Oh yeah, I'm coming. I feel like I'll be much leaner than I was the last time. And then also all the things you already heard from people, like in the game changes, like, you know, inflammation is down hugely. My energy is up in the morning. My mouth isn't filled with mucus when I wake up. I don't have to clear my throat like 5,000 times. Yeah, all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, no, that definitely made a huge difference for me as well. And the whole recovery side of things, I think, was a big game changer. I feel like the film's taken that word and now it's...
Yeah, you feel stupid when you say game changer. You sound like you're being
I say
funny.
It all the time. I'm like, oh, damn it. It's like that film was a game. No, it was the game changer. But yeah, like in regards to kind of the whole inflammation thing and the recovery, and I'd say the same. Like, I think sometimes it's easy to look and be like, oh, well, I've lost weight. And it's like, well, actually, no, I've just lost a lot of water weight.
Yeah, that's a good point. Definitely. I was holding a lot of water back in the day.
That's it. Another thing that I want to pick your brain at, because I never actually got around to talking to you about it yet. But so there's plenty of challenges. Like you say, when you first went vegan, you did a couple of different, like, you do a challenge for a day or a couple of days and kind of built from there. And I feel like you thrive off that, which is similar to me, which is why obviously we're in the bodybuilding world, like, but having something to kind of work towards or to prove or just test out. And your most recent, well, it wasn't actually the most recent one, it was about a year ago that you did the soy challenge, right?
Oh yeah.
Like, because I feel like you say, when you first kind of enter that whole realm, it's like, well, how am I going to get my protein? Because I don't want to eat soy. I don't, especially as a man, I don't want to get like moobs. So like, no. How am I going to get my protein? Like, there's no options out there. So obviously you decided to challenge the status quo.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you don't have to get all your protein from soy, not even close. So like, let's be clear on that. but yeah, if you want to have, you know, if you just don't want to have to worry about everything, you are going to eat some soy here and there. And if you like, you know, tempeh and tofu and things like that, you're going to eat soy. And I had eaten it for a long time, and all the time, every time I put like tofu or something in my videos on a full day eating, people would be like, oh my gosh, don't you know that destroys your testosterone and makes your estrogen go up and boobs and like all this stuff and your hormones and blah, 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 blah. And you know, I felt like it was pretty clear. Like, I'd already been doing veganism, like full day eatings for like 3 years. And so I felt like, you know, I have muscle. So like, what's the point? Right. But I do love challenges. I like to do goofy things. Like last year I did, I only ate pizza for a whole week. So I ate 32 pizzas.
Wow.
No, it was terrible, but it was fun. Maybe a little bit of a masochism in here. Just like to punish myself. But
you're saying that was punishment. Okay.
Yeah, dude, you know, like a sucker for pain, like, you know, something that shocks people and it's like entertainment value.
I feel like eating pizza for a week is not painful. That's like heaven.
You think that until you want to eat like something hydrating and fruity or something like that. And you just have to eat another pizza, dude.
Not yeah, that's fair. Okay, so back to the soy challenge to start with.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, I just wanted to prove the point that it was fine because there's science, there's tons of scientific studies, like over 50, and they've done a meta-analysis of all the studies, and it's shown that soy does not have an impact, not a significant impact at all, on your estrogen or your testosterone levels. But if you say that, nobody cares because you just said a bunch of science stuff and nobody cares about that. Right. So I wanted to make a video. So what I did was I ate at least a pound of soy every single day for a whole month straight. I ended up eating 45 pounds in the month, so a bit over a pound every single day. And at the beginning of the challenge, I got my blood tested for my testosterone levels. And then at the end, I got them tested again for my testosterone levels. And I was just like trying to show that it wasn't going to make your testosterone go down. But ironically, and I'm not saying that this is because of the soy, you know, because testosterone fluctuates a bit. But my testosterone went up by the end of the challenge by like, I think it was like 120 units, which was kind of like hilarious. Yeah. So that was fun. But then, of course, you know, no matter what you do, there's always people who comment and are like, wow, you know, that's not, it doesn't count because of this or that, you know, but whatever. It was fun.
And realistically, no one's going to eat that amount anyway.
No, not for that long straight. No sister.
So what are some of your other challenges?
I don't know, I've done so many. So like I've done like the 10,000 calorie Chipotle challenge, which was terrible. You probably don't know what Chipotle is if you're not from America. But that's like
I was gonna say, if you've, most people should know what Chipotle is.
Oh, it's so good. But it's like it's kind of like a Mexican place. So it's like burritos with like rice, beans, and sofritos, which is like tofu and like salsa and stuff. But the part that made it hard was that after 10,000 calories of it, it was, I think it was 27 grams of sodium by the end of the day.
Oh, wow.
Terrible. Terrible. Not fun.
So, yeah, no, I can imagine. I feel like I just tried to eat my 10,000 calories worth in guacamole or something.
Oh, God, that sounds delicious.
I was going to say, I feel like I'd be able to that wouldn't be quite so much.
Yeah, I mean, it's the salt. After a certain point of salt, every flavor goes away and all you taste is just this disgusting, like painfully like salty taste and just texture behind the salt. That's it.
Can you still eat Chipotle?
Oh, I get it all the time.
Oh, okay. That's fine then. That's fine. So people, don't be scared. Don't be scared. But so like now, obviously, so you say you're doing your bulk and I'm aware like, bulking is the harder part when you're vegan, because like you say, like you end up having to eat that much more. So what kind of things are you eating on like a regular day? I know people could go and watch your videos, which you should do as well, but
yeah, go watch my videos. What are you guys doing?
Right. Why are you listening to me?
No, like, I don't know. Like, so maybe like a normal day, I'll go train, I'll get back, I'll make my smoothie, which is like a staple of all vegan muscle people. They all have smoothies. Mm-hmm. So that smoothie will have like, I don't know, 1,000 calories or more if you're making it nice and dense.
Is that mainly like from like oats and stuff or?
Yeah, I do like half a scoop to half a cup to a full cup of oats. I'll do like, 300 calories of soy milk. You get extra protein from that. And then I mean, a couple of bananas and then like a cup and a half or two cups of like frozen mixed fruits of whatever type I have at the store. And then a scoop of Vivo. Yeah. So like that's like a hefty amount of calories, but it also goes through you pretty quick because it is liquid. So then you can get to your next meal like within an hour at most. I don't know. So I eat like a ton of like sometimes I'll have like a lot of pasta, which can be like up to 1500 calories, 2000 calories per meal. I'll have like a ton of potatoes. I'm like the potato king. I'll go through like maybe 8 to 10 every single day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Why did I not realize that you had a title as well? The Potato King.
Oh, who yeah. Yo, dude, I just got this potato press where I can push a potato, like, it's like a drill bit, through this, like, little, these square holes, and it makes, like, little shoestring French fries, like, immediately.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm the potato king, son.
That's because potatoes is, like, one of probably my favorite thing, because they're so versatile.
Wow, we're, like, such good friends, bro.
Oh, my God, I feel like we're related. But it's, like, you can go from fat chips, skinny chips, you can have wedges, you can have little roasties, you can have
mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes. Browns. Like, the possibility, like, tell me any other item of food that has none. This many possibilities.
Absolutely zero.
Infinite. Okay, so continuing, we've got your carbs.
I'll do, like, stir-fry mixes, which, like, you just choose your carb, you choose your protein, and then you do a bunch of veggies. So, like, I'll probably do, like, beans and rice and then a ton of veggies, and then you can, like, do salsa and, like, guacamole. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I thought I heard a beep. I got scared. I'll do, like, a ton of oats. So, like, last night I had, like, 3 cups of oats, and John Venus and Derek Simnett, who I'm staying with right now, they were like, what are you doing? We just had 3 pizzas. And I was like, well, a boy's got to eat more carbs, son.
I'm bulking, baby.
I'm bulking. I don't know. Like, there's so many other things, but, like, those are kind of my staples. And then the other things that I eat are kind of more, like, if I'm feeling the flavors of those things. But, like, I think it's easiest if you have a staple of, like, 6 to 10 meals and you just keep repeating those instead of having to constantly come up with new things to eat. Yeah.
And would you find, like, you bulk cook for, like, a couple of days in advance type thing and then switch it up? Or you literally just, like, go the same gung-ho every single day type thing?
So, like, what I'll do is I'll cook, like, big batches of rice. So I'll have, I don't know, like, 8 cups of cooked rice to 10 cups of cooked rice in, like, a Tupperware in my fridge. Same thing with beans. Like, I'll do a bunch of dried beans. Mm-hmm. So I'll have those in my fridge. And then if you're making something, you have a lot of time. You can just, like, start cooking veggies in a fry pan. After a few minutes, just throw a ton of rice, throw a beans in there. And then in, like, 5 minutes, you have a huge meal. But generally everything else, because I do work the way that I do, like, I can go from home. I'm able to cook for more time. But it's not an excuse to say that veganism takes, like, a lot of time to cook food. If I didn't have a lot of time, I would just do it a different way. But since I do have the time, I do enjoy cooking. It's like meditation for me. It's something I really enjoy.
I love that. And in regards to, like, travel and stuff, because that's the other thing, like, for me, originally when I kind of first, before veganism, but when I was going into competing and bodybuilding, etc., it'd be very much a case of, like, I did my Tupperware and I took it everywhere. And then when I turned vegan, I kind of, I don't even know why, but I just kind of lost that kind of trend a little bit. And then my job role changed. So then I was traveling a lot more and I found it so much more difficult to be able to, like, stay on top of tracking stuff. Mm. That might just be a case of Tori, like, pull your finger out. But I do think, like, when you are traveling, sometimes it can be that much harder to kind of pre-think things. But I guess, like you say, it's just finding out the meals that work best for you.
Yeah, I feel like I used to be a little bit psychotic with the amount of, like, tracking and attention I'd give to bodybuilding. But I also think that after you do it for long enough, for, like, tracking and stuff, you can kind of have a better intuitive feel. So, like, instead of needing to count to 3,200, if that's, like, maybe your bulk, you know what it feels like when your stomach has 3,200 calories in it. So you can kind of aim for that feeling. But also, I think, like I said, I don't think you need to be as neurotic as I was. And I think when you're traveling, sometimes you can count that as, like, a balanced part of your life. And you can eat a little bit more at restaurants. And then, you know, don't go crazy and eat, like, the desserts and donuts and stuff. But, like, you know, if you're having something that's a little bit more fatty, like, for dinner, then, you know, it's okay. When you get back to your normal life, you can get back to your normal life. But I mean, I don't probably travel as much as you do. I travel, like, maybe 5 times a year.
I think you probably travel more than me.
Oh, is this competition again?
Listen, I'm here for it. I'm here. Do you know what? I feel like we need to come up with a challenge.
You and me?
Yeah. I'm not what even do you on wanna YouTube, do? But I'm down to do a challenge.
As long as it's not the 2 dozen donut challenge, I've yet to do it.
I feel like we need something to do with potatoes.
Oh, okay. I could do a potato challenge for sure.
Maybe how many ways you can cook a potato.
Okay, like an easy challenge. I thought you were talking about like a food challenge.
Well, I mean, we could do a food challenge, but we would need to take into context that I probably weigh half of you.
No excuses.
I'm also half your height, but you know, that's fine.
Let's see who can eat more calories than potatoes.
Okay.
Sounds fun to me.
It sounds great to me. I don't even care if I don't win on this one.
Dude, I'm gonna kill you.
Oh God, I'm ready for it. But right, so just going into kind of, I want to touch on some advice for people who are one looking to go into bodybuilding,
okay.
And then also for people who are already in it, but maybe want to kind of, if they're already doing partly plant based, or they're looking to make that change, because like I think both of us have put our hands up and said like we did mess up a little bit when we first kind of made that step over. It's not a case, I think from my point of view anyway, it's not the case of simply just taking out the meat and dairy and putting in some vegetables. Like there is a little bit more science behind it that you need to consider, but I'll let you talk about this. So for new bodybuilders,
I don't know, I feel like it's not that complicated if you are already somebody who's like paying attention to your food. I think I say it's actually more complicated for people who are going from like a standard American diet into veganism, because they have no clue what to eat and they're just relying on like frozen meals and McDonald's. Yeah. I don't know. I would say just like do some research on the internet. That's probably the biggest thing you could do. So I would say find some vegan muscle people or bodybuilders and look at their full day eating. So you could look at like mine, Brian Turner, or you could look at like Derek Simnett, or you could look at John Venus. And when you watch those videos, just like kind of realize, you know, okay, cool. Like that he got a bunch of protein from this meal that had a bunch of black beans. Okay, black beans, I could do that. Or like tempeh, cool. Or like he had a bunch of lentils this time, sick. And you can just kind of like put a little list down of different protein sources. Mm-hmm. And then from that point on in your brain, you're like, okay, cool. I'm going to make pasta, but I know I've seen people put, you know, bean pasta in their pasta, mix like half and half. That way they get a bunch of protein in there.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know. Like to me, I feel like just doing some research on YouTube is probably the fastest way. But when I went vegan, the thing that I noticed is just like in the beginning, super hard, felt like there was nothing to eat. But then as I actually explored food a little bit more and got more interested in different types of flavors and stuff, it became incredibly easy. And like now I overshoot my protein a lot of times, like on accident, I'll end up getting like 180 grams of protein. Damn. When I'm really only intending to get like 130 or 40 grams. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. In terms of like carbs, dude, like carbs are the same thing. Like when you're vegan or not, like you're getting, if you're a bodybuilder, at least you're getting tons of protein, or I mean, getting tons of potatoes in, tons of rice in, probably doing a decent amount of pasta. Maybe like when you're not vegan, you aren't having fruits as much. So I would say have some more fruits, because they're not like as bad as you might think in terms of having sugar. The sugar is different. It's bound to fiber. It's also fructose. So it like has to be broken down in your liver. It's not the same thing as like what you're thinking, where you're thinking like, oh, sugar from candy is bad sugar.
Right.
So I'd say stop being so dogmatic about fruit sugar and have fruits. I don't know. Other than that, I feel like it's all the same, right? Like you get your fats from like avocados, nuts and seeds, and instead of like totally oil, and you'll get better omega like 3 and 9 and stuff. But yeah, what are you gonna say?
I was going to say, because it's really funny, because actually when I was doing like a meat diet, I remember prepping for shows, I'd go keto. And I mean, I did keto for 20 weeks once.
That's
and
terrible.
It would be like salmon and steak pretty much daily, and eggs. Mm-hmm. But basically because I've got polycystic ovaries, which actually I think it's like 1 in 5 women have. It's a very, very common thing.
PCOS is so common.
So common. But it made me really, really badly tolerate kind of carbs and like glucose spike. So I couldn't deal with them. I'd end up holding a lot of water. My body wouldn't function the same way, et cetera, et cetera. So I generally, to get lean enough, I'd go keto, which seemed to work. Anyway, so then when I went vegan at first, I was like, oh, do you know what? I need like a good period of time just to kind of get my head around food, because I'm not about to, like, there isn't that. I struggle to find coaches at this point in time as well. I feel like coaches have definitely like switched and started to study a lot more. And there's a lot more vegan coaches as well. But at the time, it was very much a case of I was having to educate myself, because I couldn't find somebody who understood the vegan diet either, certainly not somebody who I could afford. So it was like, okay, well, let me just take some time out to like properly understand it. But at first, like, my biggest panic was the fact that a lot of the protein sources that I was obviously now desperately trying to get my hands on contained like high amounts of carbs, especially if I wanted to go whole foods. I couldn't afford to just do meat replacements, nor did I want to, because I'm trying to avoid processed food, and I was just going immediately to another processed source. So I was like, okay, like, let me try whole foods. But then I was like, oh my gosh, like, the carbs are so much higher, etc., etc. But I persevered with it. I tell you now, I like, my body now tolerates carbs better than it ever has. Like, in my last prep, when my body started like misbehaving a little bit and not necessarily responding, he was like, okay, we need to put your carbs back up. Your body's craving carbs. And sure enough, I then lost the weight. But it's so funny how my diet actually affected kind of, I mean, it's logical in the same breath, but I didn't kind of comprehend how much my food choices would affect my health, like those kind of health conditions.
Yeah, I just had a conversation with Dr. Greger. Like, I had an interview on my channel with him. And one of the things I asked was, like, a lot of people will comment and say, hey, you know, if I have any amount of fiber, if, like, I eat any plants at all, like, a couple beans or whatever, I get super bloated. So, like, what do I eat and what do I do? Mm-hmm. And his response to it was, a lot of people have a really poor gut microbiome because of the way that they have been eating. And so they can't tolerate fiber very well. And so as... like, the suggestion he gave is just continue to eat plant-based, but just eat a small amount of fiber and, like, start to kind of up the amount you have. And through doing that, you're going to feed the good bacteria and also introduce bacteria that you didn't have before. And then you're going to get more used to being able to eat more plant-based foods and more fiber, like, I guess, filled foods. Mm. So that makes sense what you're saying. Like, it would, you know, as you kind of eat a certain way, your body's going to slowly adapt. And maybe at first it's not going to go super well, so you might think it's the wrong way or whatever. But you very well might just adapt into being able to eat a much more whole foods and, like, maybe carb-heavy, plant-based way of eating.
So it's like you say in regards to, like, body composition as well. Mm-hmm. From going plant-based, my waist has shrunk by 1.5 inches, but my weight has stayed the same.
Nice. That's not bad, dude.
I know. Like, you take it as a female. But it's fascinating how these little changes – like, when we are just focusing and we take the ethical side of it out, it is fascinating. And it really does make you question kind of, okay, well, what else am I eating? Because beforehand, it was very much a case of protein and carbs, and you break it down from such a high level. And then all of a sudden, it's like, actually, there's so much more to this that my body is having to deal with.
Yeah, you got past the protein dogma where you're like, what protein do I need for this meal and that meal?
Right. Oh my gosh, it is. It's scary how that kind of world, you think of one way of eating, and the problem is, I mean, it works to a certain extent in regards to aesthetics. If you're trying to reach a certain body type, then okay, it probably will work, but that's not because of kind of what you're eating. It's not necessarily longevity either. It's just a quick means to an end, which will catch up on you sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I mean, like, pretty much anything will work. Like, the body is super resilient. Like, you could drink like 4 monsters a day and you could still be like, yeah, I look great. But it doesn't mean that your body inside is stoked about that. It's just dealing with the fact that you're just blasting your adrenals.
Right.
Right.
Oh my God. I remember the days of relying on Monster as well.
Oh yeah, we are all there.
Oh, yeah. We all did it. Do you think it is? It is like I feel there's certain things that it's just a bodybuilder thing.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I mean, that's what when I say bro science, I feel like that's the way that most bodybuilders have learned when they first started.
Mm.
So, like, the gallon of milk a day diet—that's bro science. You know, that's.
I'm so glad that I grew up with a phobia of milk.
Oh man, I wish I did. I wouldn't have cystic acne, but maybe it was a blessing in disguise.
Mm, for sure. I mean, it's led you to this point now.
Yeah, I mean, so I could help a lot of people and connect with people I would have never, you know, understood.
Exactly. So you're in Venice now. How long are you going to be there for?
Been here for 2 weeks, and we're going to be here for another 2 weeks.
Amazing. So I'm hoping that you're getting loads of decent content for us.
I'm getting loads of vitamin D, that's for sure.
Oh, and that. If you could bottle some up and just send it over to the UK, I mean, you could probably just drop it in the ocean and... I could hope that it would reach me, but
you know, these are wishful thoughts, but it's just, you just have to deal with the fact that you have seasonal affect disorder, that thing where you get depressed from the sun.
It's real.
I bet and it is.
That is, oh, see, you're not even having to use Viva Life D3 right now.
I know. Why don't you come live in LA? It's way better, dude.
I know. Save me some money. If only Trump would let me in. But that's a whole other topic. No, but that's wicked. Thank you so much for taking the time out to talk with me and to discuss kind of muscles and soy and beautiful hair.
Yeah, you know, I always enjoy talking with you, Tori. You're my homie.
And you. Send my love to Sammy. That's Brian's girlfriend who's at... Can we actually just put a little shout out for Sammy here? Because she was in my dream the other day, which was really random. Nothing too exciting, but I remember her being there quite clearly. But I think anybody who is kind of like going through maybe certain kind of mental confusion or trying to place themselves or just trying to figure things out in the kind of cloud of thoughts that we have. Sammy, I know for me as well, has been like a great source of inspiration to kind of look to and the way that she deals with everything. So I'm going to put her info in the bio too.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, check her out. Sammy _ Grimm with 2 M's, baby.
Yeah. Dope couple.
Well, thank you.
Dude and dudette.
That's right.
Well, I actually cringed myself out saying that. Okay, I'm going to leave it now.
Yeah, it's okay. You're cringy all around, so it's nothing new.
Thanks, that's why you love me. Ha! Bye.